Wisconsin's dental industry has gone through a generational shift in recent years. More dentists from the baby boomer generation have retired, while millennials and younger generations are making up a bigger part of the workforce. As Hope Kerwin reports, this transition has been hardest in rural areas, where older dentists are finding it more difficult to find someone to pass on patient care.
When Scott Nickel graduated from dental school in 1973, he came back to his hometown of Tomah to work for another dentist. He still remembers some of his first patients, including an older man who wasn't sure about letting the new grad fix his dentures.
When he said, "Are you Bob and Junie's boy?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "So George Faulkner's your grandpa?" "Yeah." He said, "Go ahead, fix it." So it's not about you sometimes, it's about your lineage.
Nickel says good relationships with his patients and staff were the keys to his success over the nearly 5 decades he practiced dentistry. But when it came time for Nickel to retire, he spent more than 2 years looking for someone to take over his portion of the practice. He found that many new dentists weren't interested in moving permanently to a town of less than 10,000 people.
Their spouse doesn't want to live here because they're looking for more than Tomah has to offer.
Nickel is one of many Wisconsin dentists who retired in the last 5 years. The shift is expected to continue as the last of the baby boomers reach retirement age in the coming years. Data from the American Dental Association shows Wisconsin still has about the same number of dentists per capita as it did 20 years ago. But industry leaders say most young dentists are choosing to practice in cities, creating a shortage of providers in rural areas. Lauren Poppy graduated last year from Marquette University School of Dentistry, the only dental program in the state. She says the majority of her classmates took their first job in a city, but the decision wasn't only about paying off student debts or living a city lifestyle.
Some of my classmates potentially thought that, you know, maybe they would get more experience in an urban location and be able to kind of build more confidence.
Poppy is one of the exceptions. She works for a small practice in rural Douglas County, a job she says offers the type of mentorship many new grads are looking for. But Poppy has found that she's one of only a few providers in her area. 2/3 of Wisconsin's rural counties are considered dental professional shortage areas. Poppy says it can feel intimidating to have so many people relying on her for care.
If a patient walks in your door and you haven't quite seen something like that, or you're not quite sure, like having someone that you can call and talk to, you know, bounce ideas off of. That's a reason why I wanted to go to a practice, like wasn't just me.
Poppy's class last spring was the first to benefit from a new state incentive, hoping to keep new dentists in Wisconsin. Called Diploma Privilege, it allows graduates from Marquette to apply for their license immediately instead of having to take a licensing exam after graduation. Last year, state lawmakers also reallocated state scholarship dollars to dental students who plan to practice in a shortage area after graduation. Young dentists like Poppy say they feel like these incentives are making it easier to practice in the state's rural areas. After 2 years of searching, Nickel ended up finding the successor for his Tomah practice in a former patient of his office partner. Lucas Schwartz needed a lot of dental care as a kid, but he only has fond memories as he walks through the office where he now treats patients.
They have a little corner for kids there. They made like a little table, and oh my goodness, I remember always being there.
Schwartz knows most new dentists are not following the same path he did. He says many people in his dental class chose to practice in cities, and only a handful of his classmates were from rural areas to begin with. But for him, the choice to move back to the Tomah area was easy.
To be able to help my neighbors, my community, everyone around me, to me that's fun. That's what dentistry is.
Schwartz likes being near his family, and he says he loves the sense of community found in small towns. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.